Next talk is on Ontohub consolidation. I guess Till is going to present this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's about hackathon project Ontohub consolidation. Let's go to slide two. Ontohub is a web-based repository engine for ontologies being distributed and also written in multi languages like OWL, Common Logic, REF, more complicated logics as well, first order, higher order. There's a prototype available at ontohub.org, and we have the goal to follow the open ontology repository architecture and API. We have some mirrors currently of some important repositories like BioPortal, Tones, Colora, and SOCOP, or there's a typo there, sorry. And Ontohub has also been used as a repository for the FOIS competition, and it will be used as the central tool for the forthcoming OMG standard ontology integration and interoperability onto IOP. And we recently have added the Git integration as a central new feature. So Git is a decentralized repository, which is now used by many software projects. And there is GitHub, which is really fastly growing, and many people are using it. And you can easily fork projects there and so on. And so Ontohub is basically the name is also, and also the design, a bit inspired by GitHub. And so you have Git versioning there in this ontology repository. And you can also use any Git client for maintaining your ontologies. And this integration of Git caused a lot of problems, and therefore we needed a consolidation phase. So that's why this topic of the hackathon is just consolidation and not some exciting new feature. The results of the hackathon, so that's now on slide three. There have been 10 participants. Nine have met locally in Bremen in Germany. One was from Toronto, remotely connected, and he was new to Ontohub and wanted to write a new deployment script. So that was great that we could also get some new people involved. And we actually have managed to close an important milestone, FOIS competition, which has been open for months and has had many complications. There was one severe bug concerning a complicated database transaction, and we actually managed, because we had all the people together for one day, we managed to find that bug and eliminate it, and yeah, lots of other stuff. And so this was really an important milestone to close this FOIS competition milestone. And you have some links here at slide three. And so just to give an idea what Ontohub is, on slide four, there's a screenshot. So you see that Ontohub is structured in different Git repositories. And we have the BioPortal clone there. We have Colora there. We have Concept Portal. There are other things. And each of these is in own Git repository. And can be maintained kind of separately. Slide five, here you see the file browser view for a specific repository, in this case BioPortal. You see on the left-hand side, the left column contains the file names, and the right column contains the ontologies, the ontology names, so we differentiate between a file and the associated ontology. There might be also files not providing ontology, and there might be files containing multiple ontologies. Therefore, we have this differentiation. And you can also see on slide six that there may be folders, and so you can also organize your files hierarchically in the repository. But that's basically all known from GitHub, so that you can browse your repositories. Slide seven, now that shows you if you go into some ontology. This is now an OWL. There you can have, as usual, the class tree, and then you can also browse object properties and other stuff. So You have different symbols there. But the important thing is that this view now also works for example, for common logic theories or for other first order theories. So it's not bound to OWL. Slide 8, here we have a history of a repository. Here you see the commits and the Git commits, and then you can view Git diffs between different versions and jump onto different versions. That's also possible. Then slide 9, here you see again the file browser now with a CLIF file, Common Logic, so it's not OWL, it's Common Logic. And we have the integrated code mirror, and this also was completed only with the FOIS milestone, so that's also a result of the hackathon that this now works. You can click on an edit button, and then you have a web-based editor, and then you can edit this. Syntax highlighting has yet to come, but then you can write a commit message and press the commit button, and then you automatically generate a commit in the Git repository. So if you can use Git without having any Git client, using the web-based interface. Slide 10 shows some metadata. So we have different kinds of metadata for the ontologies. And here you see a category tree. It's similar to what you have in BioPortal, but BioPortal is very restricted to biological and medical ontologies, so we have developed a more general taxonomy, which is also maintained as an OWL ontology. And here you see the different ontologies in the different fields of the taxonomy. You can also click on the pluses to get a more fine-grained view, and we still have to classify many of the ontologies, so the classification is not complete. Okay, I think that was it. Thanks for your attention.
Okay, thank you. We have plenty of time for questions here. Steve, you had a question?
No. Steve Wright, CMU. I was just noticing you have this edit, and I was sort of wondering what the implications of editing a repository file was. And I guess it's a mirror. I mean, was there controls over who can edit what? Things like that.
Good question.
Yeah, indeed, good question. So currently you can only edit if you have the rights. So there's also right management per repository, not per ontology. In the future, we plan that you can also edit if you don't have the rights. And then if you commit, there will be automatically a new Git branch created. And then you can later on, the maintainer of the repository can decide whether he wants to merge the branch or not.
And then we have Michael. A chat question, and then Michael, let's say.
Christoph.
Okay. Hello, this is Christoph Lange. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. To a question on slide 7, you said, if I got it right, that this class hierarchy view also works for languages other than OWL. If I got this right, how would it work for Common Logic?
No, sorry. The view with the different kinds of symbols. So in Common Logic, instead of classes and object properties, you would have names and sequence markers. Although we also think of extracting class hierarchies from other languages, like Castle, there you have the subsort hierarchy. We also want to include QML class diagrams. And we have, for the time being, integrated MOF, the meta object facility, which is similar to class diagrams. And there you would have the class hierarchy, so you would have a similar view there.
Thank you.
Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
Michael Uschel, Semantic Arts. So it says it's a beta, and I see lots of things in it. So my question is, how mature is this? If I decide to start using it, is it just going to work just fine? I mean, like any decent piece of software, although there's always going to be nice things about it. Or is it pretty early days, and I'm going to have to struggle along because there's lots of things that aren't really working yet?
So you see at the screenshots, beta quality, OntoHub beta. So I would guess it's not ready for productive use yet, but we want to have it ready soon, say by the end of this year. You could use it productively, roughly estimate. The nice thing is that you have a Git repository below. So for Git, you have very mature tools, and you always have, even if everything else fails, you always will have the Git level. You can always maintain your repositories, even if the OntoHub server should be down for some reason. But of course, we want to reach maturity also for everything in OntoHub, and yeah, roughly estimated end of the year.
Thanks. It looked, for the most part, pretty good. What would you say the one or two things that really need to have a lot more work before it's ready for prime time?
Yeah, one is kind of stability. So we have still that some ontologies fail. So they basically are analyzed, but are not really, there are errors. Sometimes in BioPortal, some imported ontologies do not exist. So there are all kinds of nasty problems there. And it's not always easy to tell, because we integrate several tools, who is responsible for that, or it's the fault of the ontology. So that's one problem. Another problem is the smoothness of the user interface would be also improved.
I think we have two questions here. Peter in, and then
we'll take it. Till, if I put in an OWL ontology, can I get a common logic ontology out, and vice versa? If not, if not now, when?
So you can translate OWL to common logic. There is a translation. And you can, even in the distributed ontology language, you can write down some ontology where you take your OWL ontology and write just the OWL ontology, and then with logic translation, and then your mapping from OWL to common logic, and then you get a common logic ontology. So that's possible. Vice versa, it's not possible yet. We also plan to have that to project ontologies, but it's more complicated how to do this.
Thank you.
Okay, last question.
Stefan Feller from ImageMeros. I think this tool is a great tool, and I really feel a niche that's really needed. I publish a bunch of geospatial ontology for OGC, and I'm looking for a place where people can contribute and feedback on this ontology and make change. So I have two questions. First, what's the programming language that this website is built on? And my second question is, how versioning of ontology are managed? I'm not talking about Git, text-based versioning, but more conceptual and change of property at a conceptual level.
Good question. So the programming language is Ruby on Rails, but we also interface with other tools like the OWL API written in Java and the heterogeneous tool set for logic translations written in Haskell, but the main framework is Ruby on Rails. Okay. In the second question, so you can take versions, but that's all. We don't have a conceptual versioning yet. We just have the Git versioning. That's an interesting point. We should have a conceptual discussion about this.
Okay. Thank you, Till. I think we need to pass on to the next speaker.